This episode of the Kindness Podcast is brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Welcome to the Kindness Podcast. I'm Nicole Phillips. Today on the show, we have Danny Gokey.
These are check engine lights, right? Not being kind, not being patient. I think those check engine lights need to be indicators for us to say, hey, there's something lacking on the inside of me.
As a top three finalist on season 8 of American Idol, Danny Gokey quickly became a favorite of millions. Following Idol, Gokey dropped his first album, My Best Days, which debuted at number 4 on the Billboard Top 200 album chart. Since that time, Danny celebrated a series of number ones, including his follow-up album releases, Hope in Front of Me, Rise, and Haven't Seen It Yet. Please welcome Danny Gokey.
Hey, what's up, Nicole? How are you?
Danny, I'm so good. Would you please tell me about what happened with your bus? Because I feel like the bus was an issue.
Yeah, so we were supposed to be on this call about 15 minutes ago, I think. Our bus ended up having some major issues yesterday, and it put us behind several hours. So we got into the venue probably about 5 hours later than we were supposed to. We're rushing to get up. I had a couple interviews today, and I'm like, man, I got to rush to get a room and get some internet, get my computer set up. But here I am. Finally made it. Thank God.
You're here. Okay, so before we get into the real juice of this, I need to really see if you are from Milwaukee. Okay, are you ready? Do you remember, if I say to you, what's Spunky Sporting? Does that ring a bell at all?
Spunky Sporting? No. Why do I not know this?
Here's why you wouldn't know it. Because you were doing something else at 7 o'clock in the morning instead of watching me on TV with Scott Steele, because he did the weather and I did the traffic and it was awesome and you never watched it.
What radio station? Was it a radio station?
TV. We did TV. It was WITI TV.
WITI.
Oh my gosh. The Fox station at the time. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Now, how many years ago are we talking?
That was like 97, 98, 2000.
Yeah, I was on my way to school at that time in the morning. I'm so sorry, Nicole.
Hey, I forgive you, man. I forgive you. Really sorry. So, Danny, wow. when I first got to know you, it was in 2008. I was part of that American Idol fan club. Where is your life now? Because it's radically different than then.
It is. Okay, so a little backstory. So I did a lot of different things. I drove a semi truck. I was a worship leader at a church called Faith Builders. That's still there. The pastor there is still a close friend of mine, a spiritual father to me. And yeah, working hard, barely making it too, but just learning a lot about the goodness of God, learning about who God was, his character. Then American Idol hits. And I mean, things take off and I get a record deal. Just when you think it's going to take off, the record deal goes south. I get dropped from a record deal. But during that time, I get remarried, I should say, because people know my story. I'd lost my first wife unexpectedly a month before the show. But from that point, I now have 4 beautiful children that have a music career that's done better now. It took 5 years after American Idol for it to take off. But, you know, God showed me that, hey, you know, I don't need man's help to build this. I got God. And if you got God on your side, anything can happen. And I have just a beautiful family and a beautiful ministry that I get to be a part of.
Okay. Those little kids are cuties. And
I appreciate
that. If somebody wants to see them, go ahead and Google it. But do you speak more than just English in your household?
Yes. There's a lot of Spanish going around, a lot of Spanish. And so my in-laws live with me. And they speak Spanish only. So there's a lot of Spanish going in at our household and with our kids, which is a really great thing. And so my wife is half Cuban, half Peruvian. So her dad's from Peru. Her mom's from Cuba. And they grew up in Miami. Or my wife grew up in Miami, I should say. And then when we got married, we all kind of made a trek down this way.
That is special. Wow. So is that where it feels like there's some Latin juice coming into your music, especially Be All Right. I love that.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. So Be All Right has that, you know, todo va a estar bien, which means everything will be all right. I got a song on my Jesus People. I got my Jesus People hat on, but my record is called Jesus People that I released in August, late August. I got a song on there called Agradecido, which in Spanish means thankful. And if you get a chance, go check out the music video. because I took my family, my wife, my kids to Puerto Rico, and we filmed the music video there. It's very tropical, very fun. You can see my kids there. The song is called Agradecido. Just put Danny Gokey and try spelling Agradecido. It'll come up. And then me and my wife have a podcast called Living La Vida Gokey that we just started. And so, you know, it's a play off the words of, you know, that famous song, but this is our life. It's crazy. And I'll tell you this, it's a fun podcast and we dig in deep. It's a video podcast, audio podcast. So Spanish, and I've released a song with my church called La Victoria, which means every victory, or the victory, if you want to be exact. But it's a song I did in English and in Spanish. I got another song coming out with another friend of mine called Redimidos, a song with Miel San Marcos. So I got a lot of Spanish stuff coming out, which I love.
Yeah. There is just a special, I don't know. I could just listen to Be All Right on repeat all the time. And I did listen to, you're going to have to say it.
Yes.
I did listen to that. I didn't, right before the interview, but I did not watch the video. So now I'll go back and watch the video.
Yeah. The video is a special part of my life because agradecido means thankful in Spanish. And I just wanted to be, I was just so thankful for what God had done from going through extreme loss to now where I'm at today. It was just, it's such a blessing.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's kind of why we're here today. The Kindness Podcast is all about how we see God's kindness in our lives, or I would love for you to share a story either about that, or if you wanted to share a story about like kindness, like something you did and how that made you feel, or when kindness showed up just when you needed it. You know, it is this idea of the fact that we see God through kindness.
Yeah, we do. I'll give one story that I give often. I have several stories, but one of the stories, when my wife, Leah Set, was pregnant with our fourth child, she was about 6 months pregnant. The Lord, not an audible voice, but spoke to us that we should name this child Emmanuel. And I love that name Emmanuel because it means God with us. And when the baby came 3 months later, he came on my first wife, Sophia's birthday, which, you know, means Emmanuel, God with us. And I love that because God was showing me that he was God with me in the loss, God with me in the anxiety, God with me in the questions, God with me in the depression, you name it. But he's also been God with me in the restoration, in the remarriage, in the birthing of children, in the beautiful home that we built with my wife and my kids. Like, it's just, we don't live in a house, we live in a home because of the goodness of God. But that's just one example of like, just when I was holding my baby, Emmanuel, when he was born, it just made me think of, wow, God with us. Truly, this is the Emmanuel moment, God with me.
Yeah, that is beyond kindness. That's just a plain old miracle, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
And yeah, you got a front row seat for that.
Yeah, so many of those moments. It's amazing.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Well, the other thing that we like to share with people is a tip, like a kindness tip for your life. And so, you know, let me back up for a second, because I do want to say this, as you were talking about God with us and in what that meant to you and the hope that gave you. As I was talking to people earlier on the podcast, I was saying, you know, the thing that I really appreciate about you is the fact that you put yourself out there again and again and again. And there's a cost to that. People can be like, woo, Danny Gokey, I get to live in a big house, beautiful wife, woot, woot, you know, and people love me. But the fact of the matter is, like, not everybody loves us, right? There's an enemy out there. And so you put yourself out there again and again and again, and you stand against that criticism, you stand against those arrows, all to give other people hope through your music. And what a gift, what an act of kindness, really. It's just so precious to me. So that said, now, what sort of tip do you have? Because you probably deal with difficult people quite often, or situations that can make you hot.
Well, sometimes I can be that difficult person, right? And I have to remind myself, right, what is the root of this issue here? Because I think one of the kindest things that you can do, there's so many things I could say, but the thing that sticks out to me right now is that you make sure that you're getting filled up. Because if there's a depletion in you, you're going to deplete people around you, right? So what I've noticed for myself is like, well, wait, I am, since I'm being depleted, I'm being short with people. I'm not being as kind as I need to be, or I'm having to like fake the funk, right? You got to like put the mask on.
Totally. Yes.
I started realizing that's because there's a lack of something that I need from God in my life. Mm. And so we must go back to the root for me, the root of prayer, worship, and getting refilled by God. I just feel like that's really important because it's like a lamp. A lamp cannot function unless it's plugged into its power source. You know, you could think of anything, our air conditioning, our heating, there's a functioning thing that it does that brings great blessing to us, our refrigerators, our devices that we have, right? There's a great function, but if it's not connected to the power source, it cannot be what it's supposed to be. And we were all created in love and created. And what is love? Because right now the world is trying to minimize what love is.
Yes.
And we're hearing this phrase, love is love. And what is interesting, it seems like they're creating a new love because that could be a cover up, because usually a lot of people are using this love is love to do something that is not good in our society, right? But what is God defined as love? Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not easily angered. Love keeps no record of wrong. Love is long suffering. Love does not boast. It is not envious. It is so when we look at, and so basically love does no harm to its neighbor. So if we're dealing with a shortage of love, we got to go back to the source of love, because well, naturally when we're walking in love, we'll be kind, right? We'll be patient. We won't be easily angered. So love has a definition. And love revealed himself through Jesus on the cross. And that's what we got to always stay connected with, because Jesus was always loving. You look at the scriptures, there's a time where Jesus was walking through a hard situation. He had just got news that John the Baptist, his cousin, the one that baptized him, got beheaded.
Yeah.
You know, Jesus went to go get away to be by himself, but then the multitudes followed him. And when the multitudes followed him, what did the Bible say? Compassion filled his heart. Now, when multitudes follow me, and compassion is not the first thing that fills my heart, especially if I'm at my home place. You know what I mean?
That's just yes, being, right, absolutely.
But somehow, since he was so connected, that he began to heal the multitudes. And then the disciples present the problem. So remember, he's walking in the midst of a difficult situation. Mm-hmm. But because of his union with God, the disciples say, hey, you got to send these guys home, because there's not enough food. And Jesus, because of the compassion, says, you feed them. He indicts them and says, you do it. And the disciples start throwing out their excuses, right? Don't we always have excuses when we go out and we don't want to, you know, we just don't want to be bothered right now. I need to rest, right? But the little they had, so sometimes there's a little bit of compassion and it's just a tiny bit. We're mostly not kind, mostly frustrated. But they gave them their two fish and five loaves, minimum, nothing. Mm-hmm. But even when you're in a place where you don't feel refilled, you can give God that little compassion you have and watch him multiply. He took that little bit they had and they fed 5,000 people. Meaning, so what's my point? Jesus was connected to the source that had unlimited kindness, unlimited provision, unlimited whatever it needed to be. Yeah. And if we can just tap into that, we will not be depleted. And we will always have extra kindness to give out. And I think we need that, right?
Oh, do we ever? No kidding.
More of Danny Gokey in just a second. But first, a word from our sponsor.
My Aunt Mary's not so great at using the internet, and she tried to order something and ended up ordering two of them. So then she had to call the business and say, hey, I think I just ordered two and I only want one. So she calls this business. She ends up with this woman who yells out, hey, Herb, this lady wants to know if she ordered one or two. And so Herb gets on the phone. The lady was Herb's wife, and he's as sweet as could be. Looked up her order, he figured everything out for her, and it was just a really, really pleasant experience. That got me thinking about United Faith Mortgage, because United Faith Mortgage is one of those family-run teams. It's pretty cool. So it's run by a father and son, John and Ryan, and John's wife, Denise, or the sister-in-law, Barbara, answer like almost every call. So if you call, you're probably going to get Denise or Barbara. Tell them I said hi. So if you are looking to buy a home or to refinance, this United Faith Mortgage team is lucky enough to be part of the arm of a bigger company who's a direct lender. So that means that they get to use their own money, make their own decisions. There's no middleman. Isn't that cool? And don't you want to like be able to talk to a Herb or a Denise or a Barbara? Of course you do. Way more fun. Check out United Faith Mortgage. We're just so happy that they sponsor this podcast. I love them. I know you will too.
So, well, I say this because I just got off of a 3-month sabbatical, right? I wow. felt that need to reconnect to the source and things have come out of it. So when I started feeling that frustration, I went up to the mountaintop by myself and the multitudes did not follow me. I was on my own. Yes. So tell me, Danny, like, do you get that time? Do you take that time where you can say, okay, God, I understand that I am to have compassion for these people, but I also know that I've got to show some kindness to myself.
Yeah. And that's where I have, because it's interesting. I think being easily angered, these are check engine lights, right? Not being kind, not being patient. And for any one of us, it's easy for us to gloss over them, like, oh, I'm going to do better next time. And you just move forward. You just kind of rush through your next life till you hit the next opportunity where you fail the test again. I think those check engine lights need to be indicators for us to say, hey, there's something lacking on the inside of me. And I keep rushing from situation to situation. I've always promised myself, I'm not going to do that again. I'm going to be kind again. And then you jump to the next. And then you're inconvenienced with another situation. You're like, I just don't want to do that right now. I don't want to go to this event. I'm just so tired. Those are check engine lights to say, hey, in your spare time, your own strength is not enough to, you know, be kind, be brave, and be you, right? You got to go.
Oh my gosh, I love you.
You got to go to
my branding, everyone. Danny, just joking.
Well, I love it. And it's actually really great because we were uniquely created by God to be exactly what you say, to be brave, be kind, be you. But there's an alternate version of us that we turn into if we don't, if we sell out for a shorter life of immediate pleasure, self-gratification, self-focus, what about me? That will turn you into what you were never supposed to be.
Yeah.
So we got to go back to the source, right? Go back to the source.
Your kindness tip from Danny Gokey. You've heard it right there. Go back to the source.
Yes.
Keep an eye on those check engine lights. Mm-hmm. Danny, is there anything else that you want to tell people? Oh, I know what I want to tell people. You have two Christmas albums.
Yes. And I go on this Christmas tour every year with Natalie Grant that just does so well. You know, her and my voice, I'm just going to brag on us for a minute, but we're two powerhouse voices.
Oh,
but it's great. And these Christmas albums, man, people they love them. And I get such great feedback on it. And I'm excited. I'm finishing up my tour now. I got about, you know, tonight people can go to DannyGokey.com if they want to see where they can meet us out on the road for tour. Yeah. We have the shows listed there, and now the Christmas tour will be listed up there, but great things happening. I'm grateful. I'm grateful I get to do what I get to do.
Mm-hmm. I'm grateful that you came to talk with me today. Thank you so very much. And Danny, hold on for 1 second. I'm going to say to everybody else, though, for just a moment, hey, thank you. Thank you for being part of the kickoff for the season 5, season 5 of the Kindness Podcast. I'm so glad that you were here today. And may God bless you and keep you and make his face shine upon you. Until next time. Bye.
That was a conversation with Danny Gokey. I'm Nicole Phillips. This episode of the Kindness Podcast is a product of Northwestern Media, a ministry of University of Northwestern, St. Paul. Do you know someone who could use a little extra kindness in their life? Let them know about the Kindness Podcast. Like and subscribe at Apple, Spotify, and Google. And hey, I hope your day is filled with kindness. Once again, we want to say thank you to United Faith Mortgage. To learn more, go to unitedfaithmortgage.com. United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York, licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLSConsumerAccess.org, corporate NMLS number 1330, equal housing lender, not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Utah.